WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz in Florida's Big Bend, bracing for Hurricane Helene, where storm surge could reach 20 feet. Governor Ron DeSantis telling residents to take this storm seriously.
Wherever you are, if your local EM officials say that it's too hazardous to go and that you're better off just hunkering down, heed that advice.
The major hurricane expected to make landfall tonight. FEMA says Helene also poses a threat to other states in the coming days. Vice President Kamala Harris met with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House today, following Zelensky's meeting with President Biden. Biden announcing another round of aid for Ukraine. Former President Trump held a briefing today criticizing Harris for her trip to the border tomorrow, blaming her for the migrant crisis. New York City's Mayor Eric Adams will be arraigned in federal court tomorrow. He's facing five counts, including bribery and soliciting illegal campaign donations from foreign governments. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Flags will be at half staff in Wisconsin on Friday. The order from Governor Tony Evers honoring U.S. Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Ralph Bode. The 20-year-old Racine native was a tail gunner on a B-24 aircraft shot down over Germany in late 1945. It wasn't until last December that remains were positively identified. Burial is Friday in Racine. Drunk driving charges against a Milwaukee woman accused of striking two pedestrians, killing one. 34-year-old Stephanie Sykes charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and other counts for the crash that killed 20-year-old Talise Dunmore and injured her 23-year-old sister Delisha Dunmore late Saturday night. Former President Donald Trump returns to Wisconsin over the weekend. He's scheduled to address immigration during a campaign event Saturday afternoon in Prairie du Chien.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow with a high around 80. And upper 70s to near 80 this weekend, and mostly sunny. It stays warm through Monday, then cooler through mid-next week. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 78 degrees.
99.7 Max FM. 80s, 90s, and more. It is 5:03 p.m. on Thursday night.
Are we still here, going?
Maddie Jones. We are still going.
These poor people have stuck with this station all day. Are like, please go home.
From 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Maddie Jones, they have listened to us all day long.
They have listened to us
that's
all
amazing.
Day long. Yes.
And thank you to everyone. And so what I want to do, I'm going to go check everything here in just a second with Wendy's assistance, but you and Jamie need to talk for one more time. Then we're going to play our final request. And, oh, I'm speechless. We did get one more donation. We'll talk about that after this request.
We have a lot to catch up on.
We
do.
So I'm going to let the two of you talk. I'm going to get our final request in. Then we'll wrap up after that request.
Yes. All right. So we've been talking a lot today, Jamie, as co-executive director over at the Hope House, of just some of the different programs that you guys run. And I'm starting to know numbers, so I'm getting very overwhelmed. So I'm going to try to hold it together here before we get final numbers and talk about anonymous donors here. But I know that one of the programs that you guys operate is the sexual assault program. And we talked about a little bit off the air. For some people, this is a touchy subject, right? But let's take it from a different aspect, all right? Because we want to keep this positive, but we want to keep it educational because it is a scary subject. It's a scary subject for not only women, but also men in some cases. But you guys are trying to prevent some of the sexual assault cases that we have in this five-county area that you cover, Sauk, Columbia, Adams, Juneau, and Marquette. And you do that through education, not only education with adults, but you also work with the high schools and do some sort of education. So tell us about that program.
Yeah, so our community education program really is, the goal is to put us out of business, right? It's to make sure that people are understanding how to identify their own boundaries and how to express that to people, to have that assertive communication. It's about knowing who to contact when something maybe does happen and that you're not comfortable with, and how to get that support and resources, and just all the different access points that a survivor might come in contact with Hope House afterwards. And so we're our sexual assault advocates are phenomenal. phenomenal, and the ability to support someone in the moments after an assault is huge. And like you said, our education program really is about ending that and making sure that people have the tools to, we talk about healthy boundaries and assertive communication and ways in which you can help sort of assert yourself and close yourself off from some things. But bottom line is that victimization happens because someone's a perpetrator, right? And so it's really important for us to also reach people who maybe aren't so good at reading people's cues and understanding boundaries and know and accepting other people's limitations and stopping points. And so we hope that by reaching youth young and helping them to understand what consent really means and what it really looks like, that we are holding perpetrators to the ability to hold themselves accountable and stop that.
And we're going to take that one step further, because you guys even go into the elementary schools, and you've hinted at it a little bit today, talking to the grade school students about good touch versus bad touch. And that's also another thing that you're working towards. I mean, really to, again, try to end some of the numbers that we see with domestic or with sexual assault.
Yeah, of course, our goal is to end those victimizations, but our goal is also for people to not feel alone when something happens. And with kids in particular, they might not even have the language around what's happened to them, but they know it's uncomfortable. They know they don't feel good about it and they don't think it should have happened. And so being able to be a support where we can start to give appropriate, age-appropriate language allows them to feel hopefully a little bit more safe and comfortable reaching out for some support and letting people know what's happened.
No, and I know over at Hope House, for any victims of sexual assault, you guys stick with that victim as long as they want it all the way through, right? I mean, we've talked to advocates over the years. That includes maybe hospital visits, any court cases, as long as they're asking for your help. And tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, so those processes can be long, right? So it can be the impact of the victimization. Some people, many people, choose to go for a forensic nurse exam, but they're not sure if they want to report to law enforcement. Sometimes they feel pressured from a family member or a friend to report to law enforcement, but that's not where they are at. And then if you do choose the criminal justice process, that can be a long process as well, right? You know, nothing moves quickly, you know, in that lane. So having someone to check in with you and someone who's really proactively saying, you know, I know this is really hard, you're doing great, and here's where things sit, and it's not about you, and reminding them of how great they're doing in their healing journey is really important along that way.
Yeah. And sometimes, correct me if I'm wrong, especially with the court cases, that can be a really uncomfortable situation, right? Especially if it ends up in a court where you're having to testify. And that's a really hard process, because for a victim, they're reliving that. And they have to answer really hard questions that maybe they're not ready to answer. And I know that's something that you guys also work with the victims on too, correct?
Yeah, I think you're bringing up a really great point, which is that most people, oftentimes when we're talking about sexual assault or rape, people are thinking of strangers' assaults. And that's actually the rare scenario. Most people know their offender. Either it's someone they're related to or someone their family's connected to, someone they're dating or someone they're somehow connected to. It's usually an acquaintance or a friend or a family member. So it's really rare that someone is being assaulted by a stranger. And so that makes having an advocate all the more helpful and comforting, because it's someone who's there to support them and see their perspective and validate them and their feelings in that really hard process.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, before we wrap up here today and we start getting some totals in, Domestic Violence Awareness Month kicks off on October 1st. You guys have tons of events that are going to be happening in and around the area throughout the month for the awareness. Purple Thursday is October 17th, and you're going to be having basically a donation event over at 720 Ash Street, non-perishable items. So things that you use in the home, paper towels, toilet paper, Kleenexes, bottled waters, pillows, blankets, all of that kind of stuff can be dropped off on that day. That's the Resource Center, 720 Ash Street. All this information, by the way, is over at the website hopehousescw.org, because there's a lot of other events, bingo and all of that good stuff throughout the month where you're raising money. And then again, let's touch on that toll-free number. I mean, if we're talking about a sexual assault, domestic violence, this is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day phone number. And if people want to go ahead and call that because they're listening today. Maybe they think that they know somebody who's been a victim. Maybe they're a victim themselves, but they're uncomfortable. They don't know where to turn to. This is a number to call because it's staffed all the time by an advocate. So I'm going to let you tell the number and more information about that number and how it works.
Yeah, if you want to speak with someone to know more about your rights and what's available to you, what resources you can access, or even just to talk and have someone listen and support you, please reach out to Hope House anytime, 24/7, 365 days a year. Our toll-free line is 1-800-584-6790. And our advocates, like I said, they're fabulous, fabulous people, and they're always ready and happy to be there to support you. So please, please call anytime.
Right. And again, that is the co-executive director over at Hope House, Jamie, joining us tonight. And because it is tonight now, we started
it
when
is.
I said this morning, and then we said this afternoon, and now we're saying tonight. And do we have, you've been keeping me in the
well,
dark,
we've
Dave
got
Grant.
One,
I'm
one
so
more
not...
song, Manny so... Jones, one more song. So
this
we had one more
so
request.
Painful.
In song. So I know I am evil. And
like,
so
we horribly painful.
We will have a total for you, I promise.
Okay,
I have
okay.
one more song that I have to play. Manny Jones, thank you for being here again today. We're going to talk.
Oh,
we're going to wrap up. And we did get a text, and I won't, I'm speechless. Tammy, you're welcome. We got Dave and Maddie. You guys have been absolutely awesome.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for your efforts. Way to go. And it's not just about us. It's this whole team at Civic Media.
Everybody who came in today, everybody
yes.
who's been supporting what we're doing. Every year this event has grown a little bit more. And the best part is we stay dry and warm when we
yes.
do. Even though the weather today, we should have been outside because it's gorgeous. But it's not... Not always. Not always like
no.
that. But it's been fantastic. And we've had so many people stop by and show their support for Hope House. It's absolutely incredible.
Okay. So what we're going to do is this is the final request of our Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. This comes from Wendy. This is Keeper of the Stars, Tracy Byrd. This is a song that Wendy and I danced to at our wedding. So
real wedding song.
Yes, it was a real wedding song. So thank you, Wendy, for your donation. It is our song. So thank you, Wendy. We'll wrap up after this on Max FM.
It was no accident, me finding you. Someone had a hand in it, long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life. Heaven smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. I tip my hand my breath away just to look into your eyes. I know I don't deserve a treasure like you. There really are no words to show my gratitude.
tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two hearts. Finding you, someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. We literally played more today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everyone that donated today, made a request. This was all for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. For more information about Hope House, please go over to hopehousescw.org, and they will be hosting Purple Thursday on October 17th, 720 Ash Street here in Baraboo. Please take those donations over there. Anything that you can think that they would need, such as toilet paper, paper towels, dishwashing soap, laundry soap, and bottled water, anything and everything that you use on a daily basis in your home is needed for them. So I want to mention that. So thank you. Now, I do need to take a moment and get a few thank yous in before I tell our grand total, because I want to get all those thank yous in. So yes. First off, I need to say thank you to all of our partners and sponsors, Baraboo State Bank, Cosmic Karma Crystals, Teal Plastics, Inc., and Weichert Realty. Great day. Thank you to the four of you. You guys rock. You are awesome. Thank you for being partners today. We appreciate it. It meant a lot to us. Also, I need to say thank you to Todd from our Green Bay yes. radio station. Todd, if you're still listening, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all your production work. We appreciate it. Rhonda, thank you. You have been so helpful during all of this. I have to mention those. Wendy, my wife, thank you for being here today. Maddie Jones, of course, thank you to you. Jamie, thank you for being here today as well. I'm beyond words, and I just need to also say thank you to all of our coworkers at Civic Media, because you all have stepped up today. You guys are awesome. I have to say that, because all these people have been texting in and
listening all day.
Listening all day. And then putting these song requests in. It's been amazing. So these are our coworkers at our radio stations that have been listening in today. Thank you. Maddie, do you have anyone that you need to mention? Otherwise, I will tell you our total and how we got there.
Well,
Wendy gets to. So.
We had an anonymous donor that came in and gave us a huge donation today to help us bump us to this goal. The people in this room currently all know who that person is. So thank you. Thank you for that. This is always an incredible day. And Dave, we have to thank you as well. As I was leaving and getting ready to leave the station, we were just talking about that here in the studio, as I was getting ready to leave Max FM, you were coming in. And you know what? We tagged him this whole event, and honestly, making sure that it was organized, ready to roll, we couldn't have done it without you. So thank you to you as well. We're getting kind of mushy and gushy here, but this is such a big day. It really
is.
Truly is. And Wendy's gonna burst here in a second.
She is.
Because she's got such good news.
She
and
does.
I am. You know what? I said it last Friday. Leaving this station for so many reasons was hard. And anybody who listened to the morning show last week heard me blubber on the air. I try not to do that very often. I'm a crier, but a private crier. So I try not to do that. But this is why this station is so incredible. And I will always, always feel privileged for being a part of this community. And this is before I even know the total people. So yes, you know how this is going to go here from here on out.
And thank you for being here, Maddie, as part of this community. And know that it is in good hands. It is going to be in good hands.
Always trust and never a doubt.
So it will be in good hands. I promise you that. We're going to carry on the traditions of everything that we have learned from both you and Corey. The good things we've learned from both of you. And so thank you,
guys. Skip the bad things. Yes. Skip the bad things.
Yes. Well, I know some of those too.
It's what we tell our kids all the time. If you learn nothing, at least do the good things we've taught you to do.
Right. So, and Wendy's going to announce what our total is right now. So here we go. Wendy, it is all you, and then we'll explain how we got there.
I'm overwhelmingly excited, Maddie Jones,
I can tell you. I can tell watching you.
I'm about to jump out of my chair that the four of us were just sitting here talking about doing year number four of this, and there were four sponsors for this event, and we hit $4,000.
So we had some anonymous donations at the end. Then we had an anonymous donor who told me if we could they would match our anonymous donor. So thank you to our anonymous donors.
Oh, my God. You guys are incredible.
$4,000. You guys are awesome. I'm in shock. And we had someone who said they would match, even if we got some at the end, they would match. They did. They matched dollar for dollar.
That's incredible.
And they went over what they said they would match. And so they matched every one of those dollars that came in. And they went until just now.
That's incredible.
So he told me he would match it, and he did. And so $4,000 is going to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. And thank you, everyone. I am beyond words, and I'm speechless. That doesn't happen often, right, Maddie Jones?
No, it doesn't happen for most of us around here very often, but you guys are absolutely incredible. Jamie, I know you, I just looked at your face. You were very overwhelmed as well. Anything you want to say?
I'd love to. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, just a huge thank you to everyone who donated. Incredible thank you to our sponsors, to Dave, Wendy, and Maddie. Thank you so much for all the effort you've put in, not just today, but in the weeks ahead, making sure this event was a success and that the community knew we were doing it. Just a thank you to everybody who's been in any way a part of today. And a thank you mostly to my amazing coworkers who do this work every day and meet the needs of so many people. We often talk about how we don't treat domestic violence and sexual assault like the issues that they are. They are not a rare occurrence. We wish they were. They are not rare occurrences. As we talked about earlier, you know someone who has experienced these things. You know many people who have experienced these things, and they just haven't shared with you possibly. And so when we go out into the world and we're all advocates and ambassadors for these issues, we hope that you'll talk about them with knowledge and respect and kindness and empathy. And huge thanks to everyone. You know, $4,000 in the nonprofit world gets stretched so far. So this is so incredible. So thank you so, so much. And you sign us up for year four. We'll be back next year.
We are signing you up for next year already. We will be doing this again. It'll be the last Thursday of September, whatever that date is. I'm just going to get it on the books right now. I'm already planning to bring in a special guest co-host that day as well. So I don't know if I should reveal who that is yet, but...
Am I sitting next to her?
You might be sitting next to her. She might be laughing.
She's great.
Also, you're welcome to... my phone is blowing up here. I'm not even kidding you. I'm getting messages into my phone. Thank you all for your support with the benefit for Hope House today. And so you're welcome. And then we asked someone else how we did today and says, good job, everyone. Thank you. My phone is literally blowing up with messages now. I can't even see all of them coming in. I see some other messages coming in. So I just want to double check these as well. So our coworkers, great job. And pointing to the needed light to a dark problem. Our coworkers are messaging us that have been listening all day along with us at all of our other stations within the Civic Media Network. Again, thank you to all of you. You guys are fantastic. We had $4,000. I was going to be happy with $3,500. And so now I will have purple fingernails in October.
So, okay.
Okay, Maddie,
we have to ask the question. We have to ask the question. Wendy, you're setting this up, right? You're going to make this happen. We're going to Facebook Live it, right? And take lots of photos.
Yes.
So we want it. We want to do like decoration, like white nails with purple ribbons for domestic violence awareness. Yep. I think there should be
purple, half white, you know,
sparkles. Yes. And so Dave doesn't probably know what this means. Acrylics? We've talked a little bit about that.
We'll tell him the fine points of all of the above, and we'll see.
We'll let him decide.
Hey, you know what? I'm dedicated to doing this. I said I would. So whatever it takes, I'm doing it because it is a reminder for everyone about Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October. So if someone's willing to work with us on that, we need to get this done in the next couple of days because October's not that far around the corner. So if one of our local establishments happens to be listening, please reach out to me or you can text us 608-355-9970. Wendy has some contacts. Yes, we're making this happen. I will take pictures. One of our anonymous donors has asked to see some pictures. We are making this happen. I said if we got $3,501, we got $4,000. So you guys were committed.
Might have to do your toes for $4,000 too.
Probably, yeah.
Manicure and petty.
Sure, why not? Might as well go all in. So. Yes, it can be. Yeah, that'll be great to explain to, Nauticon, sorry.
Manny and Petty. I think that's what's entitled here.
Yeah, so I think when we have to explain that one to Nauticon, I'm just going to say it. He's going to get a good chuckle out of it, too. So, again, I can't thank everyone enough for listening today. You guys are awesome. It means the world to me. And this is something, again, that's very near and dear to all of our hearts that are in this room. Maddie and I know how important this is. This is something that both of us, it's near and dear to us. This is why we work so hard to make this happen. And thank you again to everyone that donated, everyone that sponsored, everyone that stopped in. And all of the advocates, thank you for all your hard work that you do.
Yes.
Thank you to Hope House, because this is such an important thing in our five county area. So I can't say thank you enough to everyone.
We get
today.
A day and you do it 365 days out of the year. And it's incredible what you guys are doing. It really, truly is. Yeah.
Yes. And we'll let Jamie say that.
We have the best team ever.
Yes.
They really, truly are. They really, truly are. They're great people. Great people.
Yes, they are. They are fantastic. So, is there anything else that anyone else needs to say? Because I need to press a few buttons here. So
I think we need some water. We like to get a hydrate after this. I think people probably need a break from you and I, Dave.
Well, they're going to get a break from you because I'm going to continue until 8 o'clock tonight. because unfortunately, our guy that was supposed to fill in isn't available because we went late. So I'm good with it.
All right, that's fine.
You know, it's one of those things that I'm going to lose my voice, which will make everyone happy. Oh, wait, I've got a morning show in the morning, too. Oh, this is going to be fun. So, again, thank you to everyone. And if anything else comes to mind while we're wrapping up here, we'll definitely let everyone know that. But we are going to get back into regular programming. That's what I'm working on right now, is to get us back to regular programming. So I'll be back with you in a few minutes. Got to catch my breath, grab a quick drink of water or something. So, again, thank you. For more information about Hope House, go to hopehousecw.org. Maddie Jones, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for letting me come back into the studio for this.
Of course. Well, we're going to sign you up for next year. And you know, Maddie Jones, we'll see you down the road.
I'll see you down the road, Dave.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese. It's always good for the gander. Irish sailor.
gone. Isn't that the way? Everybody's got the dues in life to pay. Yeah, I know nobody knows where it comes and where it goes. I know everybody says you got the dues to know.
Some of them hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you. It is 5:40 p.m. on Thursday night. So originally we were supposed to have Jay Roberts in. Unfortunately, because we went long, that isn't happening. So you'll have me for the rest of the evening. Again, I need to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Our annual, third annual Hope House Radio Requestathon, we raised $4,000 today for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Unbelievable. Amazing. Thank you to everyone that donated today. Thank you for your support. Thank you to all of our coworkers here at Civic Media that was listening, helping make this happen, the producers, everyone that was involved in this from Civic Media. Thank you, and thank you for those that were making donations as well. I can't thank you enough, so we appreciate you. Thank you to Maddie Jones for filling in today. Today was Maddie Jones' official final last day on the air with us today, so she will be now transitioning over to Madison to her new role at Civic Media. So I am filling in on the morning show. That is where you will find me, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. every weekday morning. Just happen to be filling in tonight for Aaron, who's running around, and then Jay, who's not available. So you get me all day long. And so it feels weird being back in studio on weeknights. I've missed hanging out with you guys at night. So thank you for that. And, you know, again, thank you for all your donations. We hit $4,000 today. I'm amazed by everyone in our community, in our area, throughout the state of Wisconsin. I can't say thank you enough. You guys amaze me. Coming up, We will have a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. We'll have a look at weather and music from Michael Cimbello on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday, swing by downtown Baraboo for the Farmers Market. From 8 a.m. until 12:30, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street at the Courthouse Square in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to give them a like on Facebook at Baraboo Farmers Market, as each night before the event, they'll post who's going to be at the market. And then mark your calendars for September 28th for Kind Fest at Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This great day of events includes music, games, and community. West on 12 will be performing, plus you're going to have a bags tournament, bingo, raffles, food trucks, drinks, and mental health resources. This will be from 1 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 28th. Find all the details by searching Kind Fest on Facebook.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow with a high around 80. And upper 70s to near 80 this weekend and mostly sunny. It stays warm through Monday, then cooler through mid-next week. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 78 degrees.
99.7.
Just a steel town girl on a Saturday night, looking for a
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Like it hot, so let's turn up the heat till we fry. The girl is at your side. Are you gonna do it? She wants to be your bride. Are you gonna do it? She wants to multiply. Are you gonna do it? Be satisfied until you do it.
Some like it hot. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.